Hi, Pinkies. Welcome back for another week of Talking Pink.
Hey.
Of course, we're going to talk about a few topics that y'all all have already discussed. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to give y'all our viewpoint. And we got a real dope guest who wasn't afraid to come out doing all this bullshit to hang out with us.
I was.
So, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to another week of Talking Pink.
Pink. So, I'm just going to get to it.
Yeah, get to it.
What is the fuss about this coronavirus bullshit that everybody keeps talking
Hold
about?
Hold on. Are you a conspiracy theorist first?
Yes.
Yes, you are?
I don't believe
so,
shit.
So, you think this was created by a source?
Yes.
Who made this shit up?
Somebody in the lab. Some smart ass nigga.
It wasn't one of us who made this shit up, okay?
Somebody made it in the lab. And I think it's made in the lab because it's a test. It's a test for the apocalypse.
Oh.
And I'm sure there's going to be one. We don't know the day, the hour, the time, none of that.
Oh, damn. You.
But there's going to be one. So this is a test. And of course, it's going to be man-made.
So are we failing population or are we control right now?
What?
Are we failing or passing a test right now?
Failing or passing a test?
Are we failing or are we passing?
We're reacting right as expected.
How are you reacting when you first heard about it? Were you like, whatever, it's going to blow over? Or you were like, let me go get water and toilet paper?
No, I was like, this again?
This again, like this, from what?
What is this distraction for? What
politics.
What are we doing?
It's an election year. What do you mean?
What's really going on?
What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying.
It's an election year.
Why are we looking left when we should be looking right?
Because nobody can drive. The end.
The chicken got hit. But there is something underlining here mm-hmm. that's happening. And we don't know because we're so focused on the coronavirus and the people who are dying from the virus.
Right.
That they seem not to have a cure for. It is serious.
Right.
And it's like a low key.
Underlining conditions are.
And it's like a low key HIV or AIDS.
Okay, why do you say that?
Because it attacks the immune system, right?
Damn, you didn't have to take it to that, though.
But for real, though.
So that's what you think about people who got it.
What? What do you mean?
You got the HIV?
Pretty much. But there's no medicine for it.
Yeah.
And there is no cure for it just yet.
They have medicines for HIV. They're all over the news.
No, not this one.
Oh.
This is the one. The new one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just what
I'm not going to lie.
I could be 100% wrong.
You are 100% wrong. But
nobody
I mean,
is. I just think that there is something bigger.
Okay.
That's happening.
I'm not going to lie. I felt like a certain group of people made it up and they were supposed to send it out to us and it just kind of got out of hand over there. And it is like, but shit.
We fucked up.
Yeah, we did.
Abort. Abort.
Exactly. We were supposed to send that shit. It got out. Yeah.
I told you to quarantine yourself for 3 weeks. Okay. But yeah, I think there's something else. But we're going to talk more about that, unfortunately. I'm sorry. But if y'all want to hear our opinion back, we're going to talk about that shit, okay?
Hey, I'm like, they are so dumb. This is not what's going on. Thank you for watching.
You're pretty. We're so pretty.
And be pretty with us, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, aside from that, what happened this week? What's been going on?
We've been talking about that a lot at work, our procedure, which we really don't have one.
I mean, y'all are really on the front line. It's kind of like scary for you guys because
we interact with a lot of different
people. You interact with customers all day. Like, you could never take your work home. You could never work from home.
Nah.
That's interesting. How you feel about that? Like, what if the government does decide to shut down? How would that affect you guys over there?
I get paid off commission.
Oh, shit.
I need work. How do you work to make money? Mortgages due.
No.
What do you mean? Yeah, like health?
Mortgage not due.
What do you mean?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I get a break?
Yeah.
Is it a break for me? I don't have to pay?
Yeah.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Put it in right. I didn't get that email.
It's in the email.
Which one?
The pretty one. I'm afforded to you. I mean, because I don't have no workers, so I'm all right.
So, okay, please forward
the
email.
I mean, but the water going to be on. They ain't going to cut off the water.
Oh, the water.
They're not going to cut it on. How you feel about the water? Are you drinking it? Are you bathing in it? You brushing your teeth? What are you doing?
I used to drink water all day long.
From what?
I haven't had any water in the past week.
Are you serious?
Because I haven't been able to buy any. Every time I go, it's sold out.
Listen, if you had that account that I told you about, you were sitting up here talking about me because I'm in a club, okay? Because I'm part of a membership. She was like, she wasting her money and she in a club and you got to pay extra money. I'm in the club. I got my cases of water. I don't know what the fuck we all getting water and toilet paper for. Like, we going to be pissing this whole time
so
that we off.
So you like, you go to the this restaurant and you pay to park in their parking lot. That's what
I feel
about.
It's called valet.
Okay. But that's what I feel about your membership.
It's called valet.
I know what it's called.
So what you going to wipe your ass with when you piss? Because you ain't got no toilet paper. You ain't got no water.
I got hand towels.
That's disgusting.
If I wash them, it's not.
How you going to wash them? You need water to wash them?
There is water, tap water. Mm-hmm. That ain't off.
You better be glad they're not cutting off the water.
We live, we got 10,000 bayous in the city of Houston.
And they all flooded last year. So what you saying?
All I got to do is
where
boil
your mayor
it.
At?
Where my
where
mayor?
Where your mayor at? Like, where he hiding for? That's your people.
What? I haven't even heard
that's
from
your people.
Him.
Where he what at? Where he, where he hiding for? He done got it. He got. He done got past that little situation.
I have not.
I could be
from
an intern.
Sylvester.
You ain't gotta pay me that much.
She lying. She tripping. But anyway, we
I
got a guest
over here listening to this. Like, oh my god,
we got a guest. We got a guest. We got a guest. Guest.
Exactly.
Guest. We got a guest.
And you're
see?
Not gonna have to guess who too longer.
You
oh my god,
let
is
sing?
This you trying to rap?
You wouldn't let me sing.
I wouldn't let you sing. Please don't
make
put
a bunch
on
of
nothing
noise.
That you have coming up. Don't even let her open up. Don't even let her open the rope to let people in. Come on in.
$10. $10.
No. We have a guest. Introduce our guest.
Our guest is
my favorite color.
That is awesome color. She is Miss Genesis Blue. I like that name.
I know.
H-Town's own. You got to represent. Southside.
She not from the Southside.
Nigga, that's H-Town.
Oh, we
damn.
Say the N-word. We say the N-word.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We say the N-word over
no,
here.
No, we don't.
We're not afraid to say the N-word.
Yes. No, I don't.
We don't us.
Interesting.
Us. Okay. Me.
Kita well, B. Let's ask. Let's ask.
Us asking who?
Oh, my God.
Welcome Genesis talk- Blue.
Right.
Thank
welcome
you. Thank
to Talking
you so
Pink.
Much.
My favorite color is blue.
Oh, wonderful. It's not my favorite color.
Oh.
It has a whole different meaning.
Let's scratch that right on off.
What? It's my, like, third favorite color, actually.
Where did you get the name? How did you come up with the name?
I used to go by Just E, and I hated that name because people would think it was juicy. It was like J. It was like J-U-S apostrophe E. Because you know how everybody was little this and
yeah,
the other. So
yeah.
I was just E.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is not working. I don't like it. And so I sat down and I was like, you know, I just want to have a new beginning, a new life. And also at that time, the music was very trash. And I was like, we just need, like in Genesis, when things get washed away so that we can a make new. A new.
Right.
And so I thought about Genesis. And then I am a Zeta, so I instantly like to always rep blue. And when you're an artist, you know, you got to have a brand. So
okay.
I was thinking blue is also a royal color.
Okay.
So I always wanted to remind every woman that they are royalty. So I always rock royal blue because of that.
Okay. I knew she had something.
I was going to ask you if you were in a gang, but okay. Yes.
Not yet. Not yet. No. Well, I'm a Zeta, so some people
that
would
is,
say that
is,
Greeks
like
are
yeah.
similar,
that's
very
much.
Eerily similar to gangs.
Pretty
yes.
Much. Pretty much. So let the people know who you are, what you do, and how you became where you are now.
I'm a hip-hop artist, an activist. I call myself a raptivist for short, a psychotherapist, lover of mankind. How did I get started?
Yes.
You know what? I've been doing music and poetry since I was probably 11 or 12 years old, so it's just always been something that I loved. I started out writing poetry you know how you're always dark, like in middle school, you get your depression puberty stage and you're getting bullied or whatever is going on. So you start writing because it's very therapeutic for you. And then I start to hear music on the radio and I was like, I could do that.
Right.
Like, this is not hard. Boom, boom, boom. So I start, you know, writing lyrics instead of just writing poetry. And, you know, back in the day, you could record and then listen back and just keep writing songs. So that's how I started writing songs. So I kept doing that.
Okay.
That's awesome. So I know some of your influences are like Lauryn Hill, Nas.
Of course.
The greats.
Of course. Black Hand.
So were you listening to them at an early age and you decided to mimic some of their stylings or do you sing or just...
I am a lover of Lauryn Hill for sure. I was actually late to Nas, but then I'm from Greens Point, and my parents were not like, here, listen to this. Right. I'm really a lover of R&B music, but God said differently. Like, I got an okay singing voice, but I can rap much better than I can sing. So I was really listening to like hard R&B. I was actually a stan of SWV, so I just wanted to do everything SWV, but I could rap instead. So later on, I picked up like Nas, Tupac, Biggie, and fell in love with the artistry of what they do. So yeah, those are definitely influences for me.
Oh, yeah. She forgot Jay-Z, but that's okay.
I'm not a Jay-Z fan. Do we want to have this discussion now?
We can have this discussion.
Okay, I don't dislike Jay-Z, but his music doesn't move me like the other people do. Because, I don't know, it's like when white people try to sing soul music. Like when Justin Bieber was singing Never Would Have Made It, it's like, that's cool. He was singing Never Would Have Made It, but it doesn't hit you in your gut. Like, I really understand what this dude is going through. That's how I feel about Jay-Z.
Well, on
he
the
can
other
rap
hand,
bars on bars on bars.
I love Jay-Z.
This is not about
I've
you.
I've been in love with Jay-Z
since
1998.
Wow. Kudos.
And I've followed him. Because to me, he's this cool, charismatic gangster.
He's mean.
And he doesn't come at you like a lot of the other
So I will say I've become a bigger fan over the last 5 years or so with his activism.
And so I really got to see him
because before I felt like it wasn't genuine and authentic. So, I mean, and if Jay-Z ever sees this, I ain't trying to beef with nobody. And Jay-Z stand, it's not a beef thing. I'm just being honest. We have to be honest. So later on, he began to speak to me. Like that 444 album, I was like, yes, that's the Jay-Z that speaks to me. She's like, I really want
to. You wanted to have this conversation. We having this conversation.
I really wish you guys.
You gave her the okay.
So she wanted us to fight. She wanted us to be beat. Us to be beat.
I didn't. I just didn't think you would keep talking about it. He's married.
I know I don't want to marry him. For as long as he's married, I don't want to marry him because I'm married too.
I probably applaud your effort, but there's a whole beehive that will sting you.
That's true. Truth.
I am not afraid
to get stung.
I've met Jay-Z 3 times.
Oh, my God. This is not what we're going to do. No. Okay, so I have a question. Okay, can we mute her microphone?
We can talk for a whole hour or about more Jay-Z. About Jay-Z. Okay.
Are there any artists right now that speak to you the way that Nas and, you know.
Yeah, that's easy.
Other artists did.
Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest we probably don't know mainstream wise, you know.
So not J. Cole.
J. Cole, yes. Okay. And Kendrick, of course. I was thinking who's recently released music. Right. But J. Cole, Kendrick, and it's going to be Rhapsody for me right now. Yeah. I actually came from a concert.
You more listen to underground.
It's that midstream. You know, the people who are popular enough to fill the concerts, but nobody's speaking about them on mainstream and you don't hear. Like, there's an artist named Saba, S-A-B-A. He's sick with it. But, you know, you ain't going to hear him on the radio, but he can pack a concert out. Right. I listen to, like, the middle artists,
Okay, that's awesome.
Well, there's another one. I can't remember his name. J-I-H or
J-I-D?
J-I-D.
That's exactly. J-I-D. All those cats run together. Earth Gang, people like that. That's what I'm rocking. Yeah.
How did you get into the activist side of things and mixing that with your artistry?
So, actually, my grandmother, she was like a super activist. So, even though I was born sort of in Greens Point. I was raised between Greens Point and Acres Home.
Okay.
Because my grandmother lived there. Mm-hmm. And while she was there, like, she was like a great impact on, you know, yeah, the town, the community. Mm-hmm. Like, we would, I remember being a little girl and she's like, we're doing a march on drugs. We're doing the war against drugs. Let's go. You got to do it. Right. And she would just plan a whole community Easter egg hunt for the kids when, right, nobody was thinking about these kids.
Right.
So I just grew up around it. Yeah. So it only is natural for me. Yeah. And then when she passed, of course, I wanted to carry that torch.
Okay. Okay.
And continue that legacy.
That's beautiful.
So did you go to school for
mental health?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely.
So
I went through lots of schooling. I always knew that's what I wanted to do. You know, so many of my friends, and I'm sure you guys know, a lot of people, like, just go to school and just major and stuff, and then they never do anything
absolutely
that has to do with
major,
their major.
Yeah.
I always knew, I guess that's one thing about me, when I make up my mind, I just stick to it. So yeah. I took an intro to psych class in high school, okay, and I never looked back, and okay, I went all the way through to my doctorate. And then in the middle of my dissertation, I was like, I'm ready to do music because I actually don't even need this PhD to be a therapist. You just need a license.
Right. Right.
So don't get in student debt over that, y'all. Get the master's degree and you're good.
She gave y'all that for free. Okay.
Jules.
So has anybody, did you deal with mental health or did anybody around you deal with it?
Absolutely. So I have a family member who, of course, was in a war, and he has PTSD. Mm-hmm. I struggled with being bullied a lot and having difficulty just getting into my social identity because mm-hmm I was a black nerd in Acres Home, mm-hmm, but then in Greens Point, and then they sent me to an all-white school as if they were saving me, and
right,
that just fucked me up even more.
Right.
So I just understand a lot of the struggle. That's why one of my favorite populations to work with is teens and young adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how young?
I will not see a kid under 9 or 10. I need you to have a conversation with me. I don't like all the, let's play this game. I need you to be able to talk to me. So the lowest I'll go is 9 or 10.
So yeah. I'm there because okay, I have a child.
She's 9.
No. She gonna be like, that's your mama, right? Go back in. But she told me to come talk to you. Okay, so no. I have a child and she's young and she has emotional disturbances and mm-hmm it's exhausting.
Yes, it is.
Being a parent. So do you talk to parents?
Absolutely. So I do a group. I actually work for the county, the Harris Center, you probably know it as MHMRA. It's
yeah,
like one
oh,
of the
yeah
biggest mental health providers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I actually do parenting groups there. And then I also work at a treatment center, an RTC with kids who have ED when they have been taken from their home for one reason or another for CPS. So I deal with the most difficult cases that you're going to find.
Yeah.
And I work with the families or the adopted parents or the foster parents.
It's just... She's mine.
Come on, go ahead,
it's exhausting.
It's very difficult.
And like you try to talk to other people and they're like, you shouldn't put her on medication or you shouldn't do this.
Shoot.
Or you just should listen and be patient. And I'm like, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
And it's like almost like she'll do things that will provoke you to just have a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So all she wants is a reaction.
That's
so
correct.
What would you tell her? In her
yeah,
so now y'all getting into the you gotta pay for it, right?
Oh, okay.
But
no,
but absolutely,
fee that you can
we
pay
tried.
But of
we
course
tried.
You gotta, yeah, of course you gotta get that child assessed, and it sounds like you may have done that already. Have you
mm-hmm
already got? That's step one,
mm-hmm,
and then in the assessment, of course. I'm not against medication. I don't push it on people, but I do understand because I have seen, again, the worst of the worst kids. Some kids, it doesn't matter what
yeah,
you do.
I feel like I'm there.
What you do, yeah. And like so, you know, you probably need to have a good therapist, not just any therapist.
Yeah.
You need a good therapist, a culturally competent therapist
yes
who understands, really, really understands. But, you know, I can't really give opinions about it not knowing the child.
Mm.
But I would say the first step is that assessment and then having a solid therapist who will tell you real, because sometimes it's as far as, oh, okay, we need to put this kid in out-of-home placement in a treatment center. If it's that bad, or is this something that parenting classes can help? Or does the kid just need a therapist they can identify with? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot of different lanes of that you can go in. We'll talk.
Yes.
I didn't even want to go there.
It's rough, though. No, it really is rough. And then the school writes them off, and it's really hard because they'll just write them off as bad.
They make it seem like they're helping. We set up this thing, and we're going to follow this, but they still call you all day.
Correct.
It's just a paper trail for them.
That's all that is. Y'all got a thing. Y'all need to follow the thing. What you calling me for?
She's had an art meeting.
What you calling me for? Follow the theme. Send somebody else in the classroom.
You got to know your rights as a parent, for sure. That's a big part of this, knowing the rights.
It's difficult. It's hard.
It is.
So you're an activist. Mm-hmm. So are you still in the community of Acres Home, or have you branched out?
You know what? Third Ward is my spot now. I'm in Third Ward. I'm in the Trey a lot.
I went to TSU. I went to TSU. That was my first home, okay?
Well, go on, speak on that.
That was my first Houston home. Third Ward.
Go on, speak the Trey, on.
Delano.
I love the Trey.
I lived on the Delano Street when she was driving.
Oh, my God. 4800 Delano.
Okay.
Apartment number 6. 77004.
Oh, the whole address.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, that was my first. You remember your first home?
Yeah.
I'm not from Houston.
I love it.
But I've been in Houston. From? I'm from Jackson, Mississippi.
Well, turn up, Mississippi. I got some people there. Okay.
So, I've been in Houston for quite some time. Okay. And I've experienced a lot, because when I first got here, I wasn't feeling the music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the oddest thing to me, even though I'm from Mississippi and we heard the same music.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I'm a Jay-Z fan, so I'm East Coast hip hop lover.
Understood.
But anyway. But when I, as I continue my stay here in Houston, I begin to appreciate it, because every time I would go out to like nightclubs, they'd be like, a song come on, everybody in the club know all the lyrics,
exactly.
And they doing the South Side,
exactly.
And they just feeling
true.
It. I'm like, okay, I'm on the outside looking in, and I see, I appreciate all of it.
Uh-huh.
It's the culture. It's everything about Houston, and everybody can relate to that. So I get it. I understand
that. Yeah,
now.
That's a good
So
synopsis.
Yeah. So yeah, after Jay-Z, it was Pimp C.
Yes, all day, every day.
All day, Pimp C was a shit. Yeah.
Aww,
and I heard Pimp your song. Local Love.
Yes.
I really, really like that. You're paying homage to all the greats of Houston.
I did. And also, I have a remix I should have promoted better with Lil Kiki on it.
Okay.
It's really, really good. I think I wanted to wait till we did a video together, but the timing just hasn't been right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I love Houston. I can't say that I haven't had a love-hate relationship, because I have, you know, I got one toe out the door. I'm getting ready to be in Atlanta halftime. Because it's very difficult here as not only just an artist,
a female artist. I know Atlanta is really popping. It's the Mecca.
Yeah, you can meet
Black
anyone
Mecca.
Anywhere. It's very easy. It's very easy to
Why not
shoulders.
Houston?
Because we don't have, first of all, a large record label. Right.
Man,
so that's very, very important. And that's for a whole nother historical reason we could talk about later.
Right.
But if you go to Atlanta, they've got their big artists who started big labels and supported each other and put money. I mean, we're starting to understand that. We're 1501. Too bad they're in drama right now. But things like that. I mean, that was their vision. But Houston has always done things differently. And honestly, it really is a boys club. So shout out to Megan Thee Stallion for breaking through that, because I know for sure, being a part of it, it's really, really hard, because they all, listen to the Houston songs on the radio, it's all dudes back to back.
It is.
Like, why would you not? It's so many female artists here. You're not going to put not nary female on
not
there?
Not now.
They scared or something. I don't know.
But did she have to get snatched up before she got in the position that she was in?
I'd have took the same deal. I'm
already.
We didn't know her until she became part of Rock Nation.
Right.
So,
would you be fine with somebody snatching you up and saying, you know
Absolutely. Come on. Because they can only take her, and that's just being
true.
Are
you contractually obligated.
Yeah. Me.
That's I am independent, mm-hmm. but it's because I have a career too, so I don't have to kiss anyone's
ass. Oh, okay.
Let's just keep that real. See, if I was a Megan Thee Stallion, I'd have signed too, because it's hard. Yeah. It's really, really hard. And once you get the exposure, fine, you got to get them these deals, these songs, but you can still tour and you can be on a TV show and you can do so much more because Rock Nation is going to give you that platform. But I'm independent. I have a career, so I don't have to do any of that selling my soul stuff.
So
fortunately.
So when you go, will you still have your career?
When I go, what?
Like you said, when you say like you're like 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Oh, to ATL.
Yeah. So like, will you still focus?
I would never sign a deal unless it's a distribution deal, first of all.
So what does that mean?
So that means I want them to just make sure my music get to people. I take care of the rest. I got my branding down. I'm well spoken. I can do my own stuff. I got my own team. I don't need y'all to do nothing but make sure people hear my music. So because that's really all it is having a platform. So put me on unfortunately, like a Love and a Hip Hop or something like Cardi B. That was genius. Yeah, nobody was paying attention to her. They thought she was a joke.
You
just need those kind of opportunities that bigger labels and bigger companies can give you. But I don't need them to do any of the other stuff. I've done all the groundwork.
Smart.
You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Smart. So what are of course, we're in the season of voting this November.
Exactly.
And black people are showing up to the polls. I voted for the first time in like 3 years.
Wow.
So, black people are out there.
They would know.
But it's like we don't have an agenda.
Mm-hmm. True.
And we'll go out and vote, but who are we voting for and why?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think are some of the things that we should ask for in a candidate?
It's so hard for us because black people are not a monolith. And that is so hard because you have black people who may be Republican.
Right.
You have black people like my parents who be like, I ain't voting. What does it matter? The white man. You know, like we ain't got a chance.
Which white man
you know, they don't care. They're not sitting here stressing about it. Like then you have the super militant black people. You have the super militant black people who are against other people's rights, which doesn't make any damn sense. I mean, we're just all over the place. So to me, we got to get it together in our own backyard first. And I hate to say that, but we do.
We have a barbecue.
And the truth is, it's not that many of us to be so divisive. We see black people on TV and music and film, but we're really not that much of the American population. Mm-hmm. We don't understand that. When we grasp that, then we will understand why are we fighting? Because we're taking this 13% and we splitting it even more. What sense does that make? It makes no sense at all.
So you think that we should have or we should support a candidate or create a candidate, support that candidate because one, he comes from our choosing and he knows what we are looking for once we figure that out? Or do you think we should just pick somebody and say, okay, this is what we want. Can you do that and you get all these millions of voters? Can you handle that?
If we can be reasonable, yes, but we're so unreasonable, which Republicans
because we're
are not.
Still divided.
They're like, yeah, he told. Okay, I like what he's saying. Go ahead. I know he did that one thing, but listen,
we
gotta
win.
We're not like that. We're like, oh, nah, he out of there because he did this one thing. He ate at that chicken spot I did not like.
We didn't do that to R.
Kelly. I don't like
him
no more. He's done.
We didn't do
that
to R. Kelly.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, they find a reason to hate every single person, and then it's like you paint yourself into a corner. Like,
I don't think all black people are like that. I feel like lately we've been too forgiving as a community.
Lately?
I'll drink to that.
Yes.
Lately?
Yes.
I should have... forever been happening.
Yeah.
It's nothing new.
Like we'll make a let me just go to
That's
the Gucci
very
thing.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was mad at Gucci. Did That's what they do. True. I can afford a bag, bitch. I'm gonna wear this Gucci.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear these shoes. Correct. I'm gonna wear this belt. We're too forgiving. We need to make up our mind and stand behind our mind being made up. This is why I won't wear you. This is why I won't represent you.
And that's what it
R.
is.
R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, why God. That man still walking around? I mean, he's incarcerated, but he gonna be out in a minute.
You want us to kill him?
No, she's saying
don't
support
ask me that on air. Don't ask me that on air.
We want him to break his leg. He's still walking around. I mean, what do you expect for him?
So many women.
Ooh,
souls.
That's real.
R. Kelly is not the only man who's done that.
He's not. But Bill Cosby,
ain't the only man who's done
that. You're right, but they're black men.
They are two black men who've made some very bad decisions.
Bill Cosby already
death to their legacies.
Paid, some of these women, and they still came back years later, decades later, and said,
"You can't hide the truth.
He did this to me. Bitch, I already paid you. Why is you coming up to me?
You can't hide the truth. I just want to tell my story."
R. Kelly hid it for how long?
He really wasn't hiding it. He definitely wasn't.
He kept getting away with it, and just got like relaxed
because the people around him enabled it.
I wish, you know, that we loved ourselves more as a community.
Yes.
I wish we were protected more as African American women and young girls. Mm-hmm. But we're not. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why he
was able
targeted
to
these women. Yeah. Nobody's gonna take you serious. Even the mothers of some of these women that are missing or gone, you know, they're like, "Well, he got acquitted." But you saw him on that tape. You know that was him.
That was a big grown
you know that
man.
Was him. And you still sent your daughter on to go. They just singing in the hotel. You stupid. You stupid.
It's a bad look
you
for
got me messed
involved.
Up. I don't care.
It's definitely
a bad look.
If
for
I saw the
involved.
Video, I know that's that man. I know that these are these two women. Mm-hmm. I'm not sending my child to be the next prey.
Victim.
Yes, I'm not doing it. So I think we do need to make up our minds what we're looking for and what we expect out of a candidate. But we need to stay there. Mm-hmm. And we need to know the reasons why we're voting for this person. Mm-hmm.
We're not voting for you, R. Kelly.
You're not going to cross off. Let's be honest. We're still listening to his music. His music is still being played on the radio. So
like
they are voting for him.
I like his
They are still voting for him.
So you'll
I
listen to
like it.
It.
I like 12 Play.
But you can't. Can you
but
not?
It's
I mean, I can't listen to it because then I feel
Play
like 12
Play 12 years old.
Yeah, it's literally
really
to a 12 year old.
That's
I
what
can't
I'm saying.
Do it.
That's what he's saying.
But now, I was heard like about the songs that meant something. Like, "I Believe I Can Fly" was my shit. Yeah. And you cannot. And now it's like, fuck, R. Kelly, like, bro,
oh, no.
You compromising this
you
beautifully,
get him out of my head.
Beautifully sang song. Yeah. So now
nah,
I can't
know.
Do. I definitely can't do the sexual
song. I still
though.
Like the song. I'm sorry. I still like. I'm not thinking about.
But it's a human thing.
Yeah.
It's a human.
I
just can't
about
get with
that
it.
When I,
I
listen
don't judge
to it.
People.
It's a
you
nostalgic feeling.
Now
that
you
I
don't think about that after watching
19?
Surviving.
Right.
You don't think about that?
I haven't watched that.
Okay,
oh,
great. So right now we're
sense.
Gonna take a moment to do a little commercial, and then we're gonna come right back.
Like, share, subscribe, rate, they mate, place. Talking Pink. Follow us on all social sites. Chia on Twitter. Pink. On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Donate to our Patreon.
There you go.
Fucking donate, okay? Stop fucking inboxing, bitches.
Donate.
And fucking subscribe
you
and fucking
mate.
Donate. You
donate.
Want a mate? Fucking donate, okay? So we can get this pussy.
Yeah, don't you like that?
Yeah,
yeah
that's
gonna roll with it.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you a question because we're gonna get off that other stuff. Okay. Who do you remind yourself of as an MC?
Oh,
if
well,
you had to.
That's easy because five times a week I'm told that I'm MC Light.
That's what I said.
Five times a week I'm told that.
That's
it's
what
very
I said.
Easy.
I asked her, who did she see you as?
Yeah.
When I hear you, okay. I think Mia X.
Wow.
I'll take that one too. That's some hard shit right there.
Yeah,
that's my first time.
She was hard as hell.
I get MC Light all
lie.
The
she
time.
Was hard
I've
as
gotten
hell.
MC Light for the whole appearance of it all because,
right.
like, we met a few times and it's like that Spider Man meme.
Exactly.
Cause we like same size and everything.
Yeah.
But then, as far as rapping goes, some people say Queen Latifah, so I get those
okay.
two.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I never heard me ex.
Yeah,
that's it. I'll take that one also.
I hear it.
Exactly.
All great artists.
Okay. So, how has social media positively and negatively affected your brand?
I love this question. Okay. Okay. Because, you know, the other stuff is easy. Okay. How has social media positively affected me? Easy. Brand partnerships. So, again, when you're an independent artist, you have to make money in other ways because you're not going to get radio spins.
Right.
And you may get the big bookings, but you're just going to be opening for the opener for the opener.
Right.
Brand sponsorships. So because I am so many different things, I have partners, especially Instagram. I get DMs all the time. Right. Would you wear this product? Would you do this? And right. then we'll give you some money. Right now I'm with the Own Every Piece campaign. It's about women's rights. It's particularly doing with dealing with birth control and their right to choose. Okay. So just stuff like that, you get to not only do what you believe in, but also get some coins. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
That's the both
so
world.
That has definitely been
not
a positive.
Not for you, R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So that's probably the biggest influence of it. Negatively, I mean, it's not really great for your mental health, if we're being honest, because people don't have any fucking boundaries. Let me start there. Yeah. People will come up to me and just start talking to me. I'll be like, girl, I know you think I know who you are, but I really do not. And can you do this? Can you always come here? Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? Because I'm an artist, and if I say no, then I'm a bitch, you know, or whatever. It's like, but girl, you don't know. I just worked also a full-time job that is very difficult. I don't want to do that right now. Like, so
I feel like most artists on there, they feel like that's all that they do.
And so now I really understand celebrities when people say they're assholes and stuff. They're really not. They're exhausted because people have no boundaries. And then just the negativity, and you always got to be ready for an argument. Even if you say something like the sun is shining today, somebody going to say, well, it wasn't yesterday. And then you got to decide, am I going to fight this nigga or not?
Exactly. Oh, my God.
So you have to sort through that.
Yeah.
But the good news is when you get fans now, it's like people just come and take care of that for you.
Yeah.
Squashing that, but
handle my lightweight.
Handle my lightweight, which has been happening a lot. Yeah.
What about like DMs? As far as DMs, do you have like crazy, weird ass, nasty ass DMs?
Not nasty, strange. Yes. I don't know if it's my persona. Like, people don't really fuck with me like that, but they'll be gentle about it. Hey, you're so pretty. Hey.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be at this event? I've been waiting to meet you. I can't wait to see you there. Can I buy your stuff? Sure. Yeah, so I'm not really. I try to keep my page pretty positive and pretty healthy. So,
But you don't look like somebody that can easily be like, I mean, I want to send her a DP, but I don't know how she's going to receive it.
I don't know. I get nice DMs. I'm not going to say that. I get negative. I don't really get
no hotel. Nobody coming there and say.
Nobody said, let me see your feet. Just send me your big toe.
I don't get it. And I don't know if it's like because I'm real PG-13. I don't know. People don't do that to me. I haven't
crazy coming off.
If you don't mind me asking.
It does.
How old are you?
I can't say that on TV. Now we can talk about it later. Sure.
Okay.
We can talk about it later. Yes.
I'm as old as you think I am.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Relationships.
Uh-huh.
How hard or how easy is it to be in a relationship in your industry?
It's a wonderful question. It's terrible with someone like me because, first of all, I'm a Gemini.
What does that mean?
So I can be, like, really in love with you, and then it's like, but I'm bored now, so.
What month is Gemini?
That's June.
Oh, my God. I got to get that is true.
It explains some things, right? Okay.
Are you emotional, though?
No, I'm not. Okay, that's good. The problem. I'm super always. Yeah.
Black and white.
Okay. That explains something. Yes. So I can be super energetic like now, and then I'll probably go home and not talk for hours because I don't need to always have that. Yeah. So a Gemini can kind of go in between. I could be super hype or I can like just chill and not talk.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? So dating in the industry but also having a job is even harder because it's like I don't have a lot of gas when I get off. Like remember I'm a therapist, right? So I literally leave on E because I work with teens and all day. Can I talk to you? And then I have a private practice too. So it's like people telling you this heavy shit. All day.
Yes.
And then when you get home, it's like, I really don't have anything to give you. So I am being honest,
so
and I know
you
that
have
I'm difficult.
A therapist that you talk
I
to.
Had a therapist in college because, of course, while we were in our master's program, they all encouraged us to try it out.
Right.
Yeah. I, though, enjoy, like, holistic stuff. So, like, I'll do hot yoga. I did Tai Chi for a while. I like stuff like that. That helps me heal.
We're going to have to do hot yoga, by the way.
I'm hot already.
Hot yoga is the jam. It's the jam.
Girl.
So
it's nothing
sweat?
To fuck with.
Yeah. You're going to sweat pooped.
I don't think you want me to do that.
Yeah, everything is going to be
open. It's pretty amazing because you'll do all these movements and you're like, okay, cool. And then when you wake up in the morning, your body feels like you did a super hard workout.
Oh,
so
my
God. You didn't even have to do all of those things, but you feel it. And I was sore for like a week.
What's the hot? So we're going to be in a sauna while we're doing
You can do warm, you can do hot, or you can do sonic hot. Don't do sonic hot, girl.
It's like, like a sauna. Like you're doing it in
You don't
want to
do that. Like sitting out in the Texas heat in the middle of summer.
Look at me.
August.
No.
Houston. You could probably do the medium. It's about 90 degrees in the room while you're doing the exercise.
It would be fun. It's fun.
It's really cleansing.
Already.
You feel like
so
a new person.
So that's why it's fun to you. Am I going to be able to do all these damn movements?
You don't.
Why it's going
to
be fun.
The beauty is up to what your body can do. So yeah. They're not going
to
force you.
She's going to push me to
why
do
Why you
some
already
stuff?
Saying no? You she don't even know. You haven't tried this shit. Why you all? You don't even know.
I'm listening.
This is a yoga pose. Just like this.
My arm.
Right, because you
can
just be standing
right now. You know, look at my underarm. No. But
you're so self-conscious.
I'm a real natural. You know what I'm saying? That's what natural is. Oh,
she got somebody in the
head.
Like,
they and they natural. Okay. I mean, I'm gonna try it. Okay.
Yeah,
that's all
I'm
I can say.
You like
don't
it?
Push me.
You don't like
don't
it?
Push,
try
it. Oh,
I can't
to
wait to hear.
She gonna push me to do something.
It's definitely gonna be them. It will be them.
It's so lit. It's really lit. You're gonna feel like a new woman.
So, no.
It's amazing. So, it really centers you. Anyway, that's how I get centered. Yeah.
So, you don't
it's
need
therapeutic.
See, therapy is more talking. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying not to talk. Okay?
It's pretty dangerous when I open my mouth. So, you don't want me to say
too
much.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Rachel out the dark. Stay tuned.
You don't want me to say too much.
Cause Rachel is being really mild right now.
Really? Is it because see people do that PG-13 thing around me? But I'm actually like I curse like a drunken sailor.
No, you don't. Cause I've said fuck a lot, and you've been like, oh my god.
No.
But, I pick up energy off people. Your energy is like real
this is
calm.
What everyone
like
says
it don't
to me.
Like it basically it's saying so to me. You don't need all that.
Okay.
Some people
bring your ass down.
Say, pussy dick right. Fuck. Okay. And then okay. But yeah, your energy
hilarious.
Is really, you know.
I'll take it.
Okay. I'm fine. One with your energy.
I love it.
So that's
girl.
My yoga pose.
I love to transfer that to you. Yes, yes.
So we're gonna try we're gonna break one more time.
Okay.
This is at our first glance, or at first glance.
Yeah.
So you're going to watch some videos. Y'all know how we do. We watch a video, you get our reaction, blah, 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 blah. I'd be like, okay.
Oh, shit. Let's see what's about to happen. Nice.
He's got a lot of makeup on.
He does.
He got the contouring and everything.
He does,
you know,
have
what?
Contour
he,
like
he,
a month.
He's going for that prison.
Fox 13's Jackie Massey is live at SES headquarters. Jackie, you talked to concerned parents. What did they tell you?
Daryl, several parents rushed to Treadwell pulling their kids out of school. They were worried that their kids might get sick. But a health department spokesperson tells me this is not necessary because the employee is not considered sick and that employee is quarantined right now. They're just trying to see if the person will be developing any symptoms.
And don't nobody want their child to be sick, and don't nobody want to take that virus to their house.
Parents with children at Treadwell Middle and Elementary schools are not playing around. Many wiped their kids down, and some even sprayed them with disinfectant spray as they took them home Monday.
And I wiped my children back down. I got them out of school, sure did. Gave them gloves, sure did.
Parents are doing this after they found out an employee who works at Treadwell Middle and Elementary came in contact with a person who tested positive for the coronavirus in Memphis. Some took more extreme measures.
What the hell? Is that a general bag?
My shoes and came and loose. Two sacks. No sack.
Leaders with the Shelby County Health Department say this is not necessary because it's a very low-risk situation for students. Health Director Elisa Haushalter says about 70 people came in contact with a patient who has coronavirus. Those people were quarantined at home but are not considered sick. She says most of those people live in Tennessee while a few live in Mississippi.
They're being asked to stay at home during the incubation period so that if they become ill, we can get them appropriate treatment.
While the SES employee is quarantined, the district is focusing on making sure everything is clean. Still, family members tell me they don't want their kids in school.
So they got the virus?
Wait a minute.
Or they don't?
What
they
happened? Did they get a phone call?
I think there was a case. And so everybody got the hysteria going because there was a case. Yeah,
Those were not trash bags. Those was grocery bags.
Exactly. And then one was
Dollar General.
So do you throw that? Do you throw that shoe away?
Family Dollar.
Do you throw that shoe away?
That was totally a Dollar Store.
I have to find my kids to take a bath anyway, so I got to do all that too.
Spray their face with Lysol.
What was that?
That can kill somebody.
And I was like,
put that shit in his eyes. Like,
he was like, look at me.
Like, that was just too far.
You wouldn't do all that? I think that's why they took the necessary precautions and just closed the schools.
I was about to say, because if I got to do all that, I ain't going.
Exactly. I'm not going to lie. That was concerning to me. I was afraid that if the kids did get sent to school, kids don't wash their hands and not touch their face.
They've already been infected if they had got in contact with anything or anybody with the virus.
So what you're saying is those things kill the virus. We don't need a cure.
It kills something. Somebody.
Bags.
A couple ants. I don't know.
Index, because that wasn't the Lysol. That was green. That's some shit he made up.
Remember that movie? What was it? My Big Fat Greek Wedding when they put Windex on there.
I love it. Put some Windex on there. Put some Windex. Y'all bring some Windex next time, all right?
Windex, not Lysol, Windex.
Don't make that face. You know black people be doing that stuff too.
I don't know what movie
ginger
y'all
ale.
So she always
drink some ginger ale, girl.
I know.
Put Vaseline
and a cracker, salt and cracker.
Put some alcohol on it. Okay, pull it out. Pour alcohol in it. Listen, I don't know what movie you're talking about,
Rachel.
You've never seen it.
God, it's like 20-year-old movie.
Yeah, it's a great
My
movie.
Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Because they had the word fat in it, I was supposed to see it.
Was you? Fat coochie? What was you supposed to be?
You know one of my lips is fat. Don't hate on just that. That one is big.
Just one.
You seen it. You admit it.
Because you describe it all the time.
When I saw it. Okay,
We got a wax.
We got a steam. And okay. She saw it.
Totally.
So you know one was bigger than the other.
I seen it, but it didn't look big. I don't know what she's talking about.
With y'all coochie. I'm like, thank you. You don't have to say that. You know, you're just saying that to make me feel better than normal.
We got another video.
Yeah, we got another video. Ooh, I'm licking.
All these police officers think I was stealing. Look at them. Look at them. Look how dumb he look. Look at him. I want all y'all badge number two. I swear to God, I'm not playing. Look at him. Look how dumb they look. How dumb you look. How dumb you feel. I ain't have nothing on me, did I? Crazy, feeling so stupid. Look at him. Man, I thought I was stealing. Look at this man. Over here looking like the man off of, bro, what? Stop playing with me, bro. They thought I was stealing. Now they feeling stupid. Nigga, because they caught D'Anthony with all this stuff. Man, I ain't caught me with nothing, nigga. I ain't had nothing. I want your bad number, your bad
number. The little kid is confronting me.
Jamin.
He's confronting
me. Yup. Can I get your badge number? Huh? No, can I? Bro, don't put your hands on me, bro. Look, y'all see it, right? Don't put your hands on me. Bro, can you get your hands off me, bro?
Are you gonna stand up again?
No, I ain't gonna stand up. Get your hands off me. I want your badge number, too. My mom. I want your badge number. I want your badge number because your badge number is about ready to pop off your fat ass. I want every one of y'all badge number. I promise you, I want every single one of y'all badge number. Y'all niggas think out, bro. Ooh, y'all so lucky. And, bro, if y'all took these badges off, I'll fire on all you niggas right now, bro. Look at him. Look how dumb he look. You look. Look at him. Get my bag.
Come on.
Get my bag. Look at him, y'all. Look at him. Thought I was stealing. Goofy. Looking dumb. Nigga, stop playing with me. Nigga, looking dumb. Stop playing with me. Nigga, I ain't had nothing in my bag. You sound crazy, nigga. Pocket full of money. Nigga, not how dumb do you look. Not look at him. Say hello to the live, sir. Hey, look how dumb he look, y'all. Look how dumb he look. Looking stupider than... This nigga looks stupid. Just dumb. You look pitiful. You look pitiful. Because you think me and my mans were stealing? You look pitiful. pitiful. Look at you. Look, you look so stupid. Do you believe how dumb you look right now? You look so dumb. You look so stupid. This is crazy. You look dumb.
This is 15 minutes. How does it end?
His face is red as hell.
Did he get a chance to call his peers?
First of all, let me just say, because they can't even arrest him like that. They can't even do that.
To kind of give it back, so they held him, and then he got released, and his mom did make him apologize.
Oh.
First of all, he was cute. First of all, but that doesn't make it okay.
Nothing wrong with the N word, okay?
Sometimes it is everything wrong with the N word. No, it is not.
It's not. It's not. I don't
use
that.
The N word. And if you call if me you the N word, I don't.
That's a problem with the N word, using the N word being
you don't use it. Okay.
Somebody using the N word behind you, then you're giving it too much power.
You giving it too much power when you keep saying that shit. Mm. Just don't use it.
I can use
you as an African American woman shouldn't even want nobody to use that
because
word.
I don't give word. It power.
But again, I was use raised. It.
So if somebody nigga, so of non African American descent walks up to you and be like, "What's up, my N? What you gonna do?"
Be like,
I'm not
going to
give it
do?
That much power.
Well, I have to hear it
that's
every day
do.
With the kids.
I'm not
what does
give
that mean?
It that much power.
And everybody saying it.
What
it Asian, Latin,
that's
Latinx,
what you, that's what,
everybody
you gonna
saying
be that calm?
It's unfortunate.
You going to be that calm?
What does that mean?
You going to be that calm?
Yeah, like, what
you
does
a motherfucking
mean?
Lie. She is not going to be that calm.
Like, oh,
she not going to be that calm.
You say that too?
Do you use that word?
I do,
who do you
but
say that?
It's, I don't like that I use it, but again, where I'm from, we just always said nigga, everything is nigga this and nigga that, so it's a part of my vocabulary, but I don't like that I say it so much.
I don't like that I
and
say it.
And I don't like
bitch.
To hear other people say it, but at the same time, like you said, I don't really get all bent out of shape because I work with teens, and Latin
my
teens
nigga,
are
yeah.
saying it, Asian teens
everybody
are saying it, white teens, and the little black kids are letting their friends say it. I knew that I needed to back up with my brother. He hangs around
Everybody,
and they be nigga, shut up. He'll say nigga to them, nigga, be quiet. And I'm just like, wait, I'm confused. Let me get out of the twilight zone.
I think they really
so
use
I don't
it as
like
the word
it,
as like people.
It is. It's like fam. It's, real, it's like
dude,
when they
yeah,
say
like,
fam, a homie. That's what they really mean.
I've heard
mean.
Every
yeah.
race of people.
Yeah, they
use
all
use
this it.
Word.
They all
I'll
use it.
I be like, oh, what?
It's,
you say that? You're like. And what's wrong with you? Oh my God. Yeah,
that's why we need
know.
These reparations. They steal every damn thing from us. They steal everything.
Okay, hold on. I have a question. Who gonna pay these reparations?
I want the reparations to be land and power.
Who gonna pay the reparations?
Made money off of us.
Everybody. Land and power.
Who gonna pay the reparations? Who gonna pay
everybody.
It?
Everybody.
Give us land.
No. The government is not gonna pay it.
I didn't say the government was gonna pay it. You let me finish my statement. I'm gonna say the government is going to enforce that all these corporations, all these business owners will pay us money that they
so
have
I tell you
earned
what
off
they gonna
of our
pay the people
labor.
They gonna pay the people that was doing the free labor. That's who they gonna give it to.
They gotta give it to their descendants. Okay,
no, they
right.
don't.
Yes,
they
do.
No,
that's
they
yes,
don't.
They do. Jewish
you gonna end up paying the reparation. You are the taxpayer. That's where it's gonna come from.
No, the government is not gonna make me pay reparations to myself.
Oh, y'all got in trouble.
Right, I know, right? Black hand over here, Dismond.
I love this guy. Okay,
so. But what were you going to say, Judith? Go ahead and make
I don't
your
know.
Statement.
Oh, I was saying I would take land, and other cultures have been repaid in their Jewish people.
Yeah.
And most others. We're the only ones who
Chinese
always get fucked,
even.
Girl. Yeah.
You know why?
And so,
only
because we're
group.
Too busy apologizing.
Correct.
And saying thanks.
And trying
okay.
to fit in. Yeah.
Okay.
And trying to fit in with what
I'm
everyone
I'm just
going to
take my Gucci it. Bag and walk
Truth.
Off.
Truth. It's all true. Yeah. So it's unfortunate, but yes, that's
because,
what's happening.
So you know why? Because they still using the N-word. That's
niggas,
why they ain't paying you.
Because, yeah, niggas
they
using
was like,
nigga
they don't
all
want
the time.
It.
So
they don't want it. Look at
they
still
they
still
all
using
distracted.
It, so why I can't not
We're
they
too
all
comfortable
distracted.
Here. We're too comfortable here in America.
We created,
so
we
they
built
don't
this
have to.
City. Not on rock and roll. But
oh, what?
But we
you
built
want some
it
ice cream?
On blood, sweat, and tears.
You want rock and roll?
Where are you from?
Shut up.
She never knows any right. references. This is very interesting to me.
I
want to know more about you.
I
what
sheltered.
Happened?
I have
she
sheltered.
Just came out
so
two years ago.
I literally don't have cable. So this is what I feel like when I don't know what they're talking about, everybody's talking about. I'm like,
yes.
cable talk.
Okay.
I don't have cable.
That's
have,
where
I
the,
have
okay.
Antenna.
Okay.
Pretty is You don't. So I was like, I was like, okay, we being pretty over here. We don't know what the hell they're talking about. So yeah, there are a lot of things, but it's fine. You know, I'm fine. I never know.
She's always dropping the references hard, and you're like, "What?"
She just go home and watch movies. I never know what the hell she's talking about.
Well, I got all your references, sis. I got you.
I was like, "Look how being nice."
I love entertainment culture.
Gotta get with it, Rachel.
We gotta get you from under this rock.
Yeah. Exactly.
She
is definitely under a rock.
My hair. This
but we
rock.
Love you, Rachel, because you're so pretty.
Oh. Got me an N-word behind my back.
In like, your face. N-word, I don't wait for you to turn around with your big booty. But anyway. Oh, man.
What?
I don't know if you want to answer that question that Andrea.
Somebody asked my granny's name.
Right. What's your mama them name?
Teresa Spencer.
Her name Why, are you
is
from now?
Teresa Spencer. Right, because are you from
yeah, they might
the
be.
Fofo represent?
Fofo.
That Fofo represent?
Wait, is this a gang?
Oh, no. God.
there she is.
You not from there?
She's back.
I'm not going to. You're free to do whatever you want.
They're going to jump me. Oh, shit.
What the hell? I don't think that's going to happen. Acres Home is really a nice place. I used to work in that area. It's a beautiful area, beautiful community.
Oh.
And
have they torn it all down and built up
I
new?
I haven't been there in quite some time. I'm pretty sure they've built
started
up.
Started gentrifying, yeah.
Because, I mean, concrete is coming up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can barely find greenery.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, but it looks way different from when I was growing up there, that's for sure.
But, yeah, it's a beautiful, just like Third Ward. I mean, absolutely. When I moved here and I saw Third Ward, I was like,
oh,
wow.
Nothing like it did.
I mean, they had beautiful homes, and then, of course, they had shabby homes.
Yeah.
It's to be expected when it's not nurtured or taken care of. Mm-hmm. But the area itself was just, like, all us. I mean, and
do
I
do you think we did that to our community?
We had a hand in it, as we do everything. But there was no assistance from the
It's systemic.
It's
made to be that way. Right.
Exactly. So it's just like, I don't know what area it is now, but it's all run down. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be gentrified eventually. I can't remember the area I was just in, but even like where I'm from, Jackson, Mississippi, It's all trash. It's an awful looking place. Every time I go home, I just get sick and eerie because I just know that there is nothing growing there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that I tell my husband all the time, it's like, when we're able, we need to buy property.
Yeah, I was going to say, go and buy that then.
We need to, because they're exactly, they're going to gentrify. Sure. Everybody's moved out of Jackson, either moved to Flowood, Ridgeland, Brandon, or the surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. And nobody's there. I mean, I grew up on these two streets.
Yeah.
And they look like crap.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
And I'm like, I don't like this because this is my home. This is where I come from. This is where, you know, me was created. So it just feels bad every time I go. And I haven't been in a while, but it's going to be gentrified. I already know that.
Yep. Get that land, girl.
Yeah. Because, we have a mall that we used to go to all the time. It was my first job I had at this Metro Center Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was flourishing, like, during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And as I grew up, I saw it going down, and now it's nothing. But I can't remember her name, but the creator of Dancing Dolls, she's bought some space in that mall.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So she's got her studio that she's building there, which is awesome.
Right.
And so she's sort of putting her hand into making it grow back into the community that we all know and we love.
Okay.
But I just don't like that. But anyway, so give the people your information, how they can find you, where they can find you, your next upcoming show, because I know you got something coming up.
All of them got canceled because of the corona. Shout out to you, corona, you bitch, you. Yeah.
I forgot about to talk about you.
I had South by Southwest.
I know.
I had a City of Houston gig with the mayor. I had all this kind of shit, and it's like, brum, brum, brum.
Break.
It's fine. Down. That's why I keep a career. You see what I'm saying? but I do want you guys to follow me at MC Genesis BLU. on Instagram. And then for all the other ones, really, you could just hit that Linktree link in my IG or go to genesisblue.com, genesisblu.com. I have a comic book album that's about to drop. So pre-orders will be coming up soon. It's going to be a mental health-based comic book that has an album to go along with it for the kiddos.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'll make sure your daughter gets one. How old is she?
She's
7.
Okay, she's like right. My target audience is 6 to 12, so that's perfect. Okay, I'll get her one.
Great. And it's going to come with something?
It's going to come with mental health discussion questions. And it's going
to
Yeah, it's going to come with a QR code so they can scan it on whatever device they have and get the album. She's not allowed to. But here's the thing. For parents, you can listen to it in the car with them because there's no cursing. It's positive music. So
that's beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you. We want to thank you so much for coming to our show.
Thank you, ladies.
And talking to us and being in the community and supporting where you're from and representing and helping these kids and families, because it is hard.
It's hard.
It's really, really hard. I applaud you.
Thank you.
Because I could not. I just could not.
Wow. Yeah, I feel her on that.
I cannot.
Because I work 10 hours a day and going home, raising children, it's difficult.
Tough. It's one of the hardest jobs you'll ever do.
Yeah. Yep. But on that note, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, talk in pink, tip team. Go to our Patreon, donate.
Yep.
Do-fucking-nate, niggas. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Watch us on Facebook Live. Well, we just ended our Facebook Live, but we...
Oh, damn.
But we on Instagram, Twitter, Talking Pink. So, good night. Thank you.